The movement toward deregulation over the last three decades has produced lots of benefits, including discount air travel and cheap long-distance telephone calls. But growing competition also has brought new hassles to once regulated industries. In part two of a series on deregulation, NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the price that consumers pay for saving money.
Deregulation is by now so well established in some industries, it's helpful to remind ourselves what life was like under the old system.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingy. Oh, a gracious good afternoon, Mr. Veedle. I'm Miss Tomlin, your representative from the telephone company.
Before Ma Bell was broken up into babies, the phone company made a big and powerful target for Lily Tomlin's parody on Laugh-In.
Now, Mr. Veedle, I want you to understand something. We are not subject to city, state, or federal regulations. We are omnipotent. Omnipotent. That's potent with an omni in front of it. Now then, Mr. Veedle, I'm afraid we're going to have to discontinue your outgoing service. And if we do not receive payment within 10 days, we will send a large, burly serviceman to your home to rip it out of the wall.
The telephone company is no longer omnipotent. In fact, it's no longer the telephone company, but a cluster of competitors fighting for your dialing dollar. That competition has undoubtedly produced lower long-distance rates. On the other hand, it's also given rise to telemarketers.
Many people will relate telecommunications deregulation with no longer being able to eat dinner or watch a TV program at home without being interrupted.
Michael Shames is a consumer advocate in San Diego. He says the dizzying array of offers from competing telephone companies leaves some customers scratching their heads. Which is better, 5 cents a minute plus $2.95 a month, or 10 cents a minute with no monthly fee? Consumers can't just rely on their phone company to provide the cheapest service. They have to pay attention and shop around.
One of the benefits of deregulation is you're now presented with all these new, exciting services that you'd never seen before. One of the downsides is that you're now presented with all these new, exciting services that you've never seen before. It is confusing, perplexing, but for some customers, perhaps rewarding.
Along with new services and savings come hidden fees that can trip up unwary customers. Many people have been frustrated by an experience like Gene Wildberg. The San Francisco retiree was an AT&T customer who first tried using her calling card while traveling and was shocked to come home to a $500 phone bill.
What had happened is they had charged me $5 each time I connected with any phone in San Francisco or the Bay Area. And that adds up very quickly if you're away for 10 days.
Wildberg complained to the company, but says she got no satisfaction. Like others, she's been forced to look at telephone service in a new way.
Extremely suspicious. I now read my phone bill more carefully. Just a tad paranoid. And very angry.
AT&T says it advises all of its customers to compare prices. Wildberg eventually got even with the company by switching to another carrier. Since then, she says she's had at least 15 calls from AT&T, most of them at dinner time, urging her to switch back. Phone companies' transformation from staid utilities to aggressive marketers has brought other problems. Authorities in California and Washington State recently obtained millions of dollars in refunds for customers who complained of faulty billing and bad service. Some customers say when they tried to correct the errors, they merely got a sales pitch for additional products. None of this suggests that deregulation hasn't worked in the telephone business or that consumers aren't saving money. They are. But consumer advocate Shames says in phone service, as in other deregulated industries, those savings are accompanied by trade-offs.
Increasingly, I think, consumers are looking at deregulation and they are associating that with hassles and with confusion. It is a hassle. It is an effort to try to learn, to educate yourself about all the nuances of this market and how you possibly could be ripped off or how you possibly could save.
That kind of effort was unnecessary in a more regulated environment. With fewer choices, consumers could just sit back, relax, and enjoy the sometimes expensive ride.
Flying is the way to travel, and TWA is the way to fly. And bravo to your chefs for the canapés, fruit cocktail, consommé, Dutchess potatoes, asparagus, salad, cake, and coffee. And the free champagne.
Before air travel was deregulated in the late 1970s, flying was more costly, but also more luxurious than it is today. Fierce competition has made flights cheaper, more plentiful, and a lot more crowded.
Once again, folks, this is flight 1613 with service to San Diego. Once aboard the aircraft, folks, feel free to sit anywhere you like. All Southwest flights are open seating.
Longtime travelers may complain about cramped seating, non-existent meals, or having to stop in Atlanta when they really want to be in Florida. But the number of people flying has more than tripled since the mid-70s, while the price of an average ticket has fallen almost two-thirds. To Alfred Kahn, who oversaw airline deregulation as head of the Civil Aeronautics Board, that's a good trade-off.
The service has deteriorated. I mean, obviously discomfort and crowding, but that's good too, because previously you had very comfortable, convenient service, all of it high-priced. We wanted people to have not just Cadillacs, but Yugos, and we sure have Yugos. But the result is that the percentage of the public that flies has enormously increased. So I have no qualms about that.
A report last summer from Consumers Union confirmed that prices have fallen in the deregulated airline and telephone industries. But the group says costs are up in other deregulated fields, including banking and cable TV. American consumers seem willing to tolerate the hassle-packed bazaar of competition so long as it yields lower prices. The next test is whether consumers will still accept those hassles in industries where deregulation doesn't produce any savings. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.